have a proper intro yet. So I'm gonna start with hi. Hi, I'm back for my first ever topic of my podcast, Comeback. This topic is a very sensitive one. It's a very heavy one, as you can probably already tell from the title. We are going to talk about anxiety and mental health in general. Just a disclaimer though, I am not a psychiatrist, I am not a psychologist. If ever I do give advice, please note that these are just my personal opinion. I know that this is a heavy topic, but I just want to help spread awareness and help other people understand people with anxiety, and or if you have anxiety, I totally respect if you want to click out of this podcast if you hear something that's very uncomfortable. If you hear something that is very uncomfortable for you to hear, you have my permission to click out of this podcast. Okay, I just want to start off with, there are different kinds of anxiety, but I don't think I have a lot of time to talk about it all. There are a lot, but just know that there are different types of anxiety. It is a mental health issue. It's not like a fever that can be cured within 2 days or a week. It's not like that. It's way deeper. It's in the mind. Anxiety messes with your mind. And I do get anxiety. I get anxious most of the time. If you ask my friends, they know that. They really, really do. I seeked professional help only once. But I'm not gonna tell all for my privacy and also for my sanity. So yeah, that's my anxiety background, just in case you wanted to know why I want to talk about it and why it's so important to me, why mental health is very, very important to me. So yeah, how do I start? Anxiety, it messes with your mind. It really does. Anxiety is like a person. Let's say anxiety is called Annie anxiety. If your name is Annie, I'm sorry, but that's what we're gonna call anxiety. Her name is Annie. Okay? Sorry. Annie anxiety is like a person. Annie is telling you that you're not good enough. Everybody's mad at you. You're never gonna find love again. You're never gonna find a job, a stable job. You're never gonna have a family. Something bad is gonna happen later. Something bad is gonna happen tomorrow. What are we gonna do with your future? You don't have enough money. It's like all bad news. It's over worrying, overthinking, over everything. It messes with your everyday life. It messes with your work life. It affects relationships. Because when you feel anxious, when you have anxiety, it's like you want the world to stop turning. And you know that it's not gonna stop for you. People with anxiety, I'm not sure if everybody experiences this, but people with anxiety are all self-aware. They know that they have to keep going, even though it's difficult. We are trying. I'm gonna include myself already. Not they, we. We are trying our best. People with anxiety, we are aware that we shouldn't feel this way. We are aware that we should think positive. We know that. I have this one experience. I'm not gonna name drop or anything. Hopefully I don't accidentally drop the name, but it started as a conversation with a friend, and through text, not in person, through text. So I was very anxious at that time, and I had a friend who I was chatting with, and then I told this person that I feel anxious. This person is aware that I get anxious a lot, okay? So this person already has background about me. This person, my friend, asked me, "Why are we always talking about your anxiety?" And this person, my friend, also told me that he or she wants to talk about something else. He or she wants to talk about something that is more important. And that made me feel like my emotions are invalid. Please, please, don't do this to your friend. Maybe this person wasn't my friend at all. You know? And it's difficult if... it's difficult to let go of people who are toxic. Okay, that is for another podcast topic. Like how to let go of toxic people. And I'm still learning about that as well. So I'm not sure if I can talk about that yet. So it made me feel worse. It makes us feel worse when someone tells us to just, you know, get over it. Because we know we should, but we can't. And it's difficult to explain that. Anxiety is not for show. People tend to think that we just want the attention, but no, we do not. So, if you have a friend who is mentally suffering, please listen to their stories, even though they experience anxiety over and over again and you're tired of whatever they're talking about. I know, paulit-ulit siya. So if you have a friend who is mentally suffering, please listen to their stories. Why? Because once they open up to you, once you know about their anxieties, you will be one of the reasons why they want to be stronger. You will be one of the reasons why they want to get better. They want to make you proud. We want to make you proud, which is why we're fighting it. Because you told them that tomorrow will be a new start. Because you told them that you guys will hang out next week. We will treasure your presence. Because you listened. You don't even have to do anything. You don't even have to say anything. Just be there. And just have an open heart and an open mind. And people with anxiety, we love assurance. And zero judgment. So, hug them, hold their hand, tell them you're going to pray for them, because these simple gestures will make them fight harder. They will fight hard because you believe in them. that is your power as their friend. So I hope you, I hope I helped a few people. I'm not sure if anyone will listen to this podcast. Hopefully someone will. I mean, I'm just trying to help. So yeah, that is my short take, my 10-minute take actually, on anxiety. I hope I shed some light. That is always my goal for every episode that I want to make in the future. So yeah, that is it for the night. Good night. This is Camille Jasmine signing off. Till next time. Thank you.